Thank you, thank you. Well, thank you, Frank, Ms. Farah, Mr. Mann. I think it really rocks at Flat Rock. What do you think? Yeah. That was probably the most interesting introduction I've had in all the bill signings, Frank. So it was very, very clever, and thank you so much. It's a joy to be here with many of our legislators who participated in this effort. I was thinking, folks, as Ms. Farah was talking about all the training and what they were learning, they may want to come and give a seminar to the General Assembly about the order of how bills pass. But it's great real world experience, and I am delighted to be here for your students to witness the culmination of what happens actually in this area. It's an honor to address your mock legislator about this important bill to save the Hope Scholarship. And Principal Mann, thank you for having us as your guest today. Students, I apologize for getting y'all out of class, though, really. I know that y'all really hate that. But, you know, Ms. Farah, thank you. I know that we've done this for a while, and it really is an opportunity for young people to grasp the dynamics, the enthusiasm, and the responsibility of living in a democratic republic where people, of the people, by the people, for the people, come together and pass laws for us all. And I know that your students and your classes have learned some very important lessons about democracy and self-government. I've come here today to keep a very important promise to the students and families of Georgia, the promise of the Hope Scholarship. Today, as I finish my remarks, I'm going to sit here, and you're going to witness me actually sign the original bill, the real bill into law. This is this isn't faking. This is it. The bill is this is the last day that we can sign bills to make them go into a law for this legislative session, and we're going to sign it right here. This is a bipartisan bill to save, preserve the Hope Scholarship for future generations. Frank, you were exactly right in being concerned as you read the reports. I was concerned as we read the reports about the success of the Hope Scholarship was overtaking the money available through the lottery proceeds. When I talk about future generations, I'm talking about you, young people, the students right here, those of you in the eighth grade and will go on to high school next year and be ready for college and technical college in four short years. And how many of you are already thinking about your needs in that area, what you need to do to get ready for college, both academically and financially? And are you familiar with the Hope Scholarship? I'm sure most everyone in here would raise your hand to say yes. You know that the Hope Scholarship helps to pay for college education at any college or university in Georgia, right? But there's something that you've got to do first to get there, right? You've got to earn the Hope Scholarship by becoming an outstanding student. You've got to study, apply yourself, and maintain a B average throughout high school. And that's where the promise comes in. We're asking you to academically apply yourself and work very, very hard to maintain that B average. And then I believe I, as your governor and the people of Georgia, have a promise to keep to you. The promise is, if you'll hold up your end of the bargain and earn that B average, then the Hope Scholarship will be there for you when it's time to go to college. If you maintain that B average in college, you can maintain your Hope Scholarship throughout all 4 years of your college study. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it? I guarantee you, your parents think it's a good deal. But I'll tell you something. Until we passed this bill, the Hope was in trouble. You see, Hope was projected to run out of money starting in 2007. And that's not very far away. If you calculate, that's before you graduate from high school. And that's one of the reasons we're here at the middle school today, to see and to look into the faces of those students who would be impacted by us not managing our resources well. We'd be paying out more money for scholarships than would come in from the Georgia Lottery, which funds Hope. Now, I imagine you'd be pretty upset, and I don't blame you. If you kept up your end of the deal, if you got that B, earned that B throughout high school, and then you're told, sorry, no more Hope. Every serious expert who looked at the situation saw the problem and said something needed to be done. The General Assembly formed a bipartisan, both Democrats and Republicans, coming together. Hope Study Commission, led by Senator Bill Hamrick and Representative Louise McBee, to figure out what we could do to preserve hope into the future for you and for those younger brothers and sisters that may follow you. They did an outstanding job of studying all aspects of the problem and proposing a list of good solutions. The Commission's recommendation formed the basis for House Bill 1135, just as Frank's suggestions helped contribute. And I can tell you that we took a look at these, and from a student's perspective, what you students felt like needed to be done. This morning, I want to thank the Commission members for their work, their good work in mapping out a course to save hope. I also want to thank Shelly Nickel and her team at the Georgia Student Finance Commission. That's the state group that's charged with making sure that this HOPE program is running well. I want to thank John Brown and his team at OPB. They have to do the number crunching to make sure we've got the money. And I want to thank the folks at Carl Vinson Institute of Government for to UGA, led by Jim Ledbetter. And I see Jim's here, and I think Commissioner Ken Breeden of our Department of Technical and Adult Education is here. Ken, thank you for joining us. But thank all of you people who participated in this. Tom Daniel is representing the Regents here this morning. But thank all of you for a very cooperative work in recognizing that we need to take some action to save this wonderful program for Georgia. All of their work helped make this bill possible. And then the members of the General Assembly came together to pass House Bill 1325 and ensure that the state of Georgia will keep our promise to all of you and to your parents. This bill makes several important changes in how the HOPE Scholarship is administered. We're requiring what's known as a true B average on a 4-0 scale, so that all students in Georgia are meeting the same standard to earn the HOPE Scholarship. One school can't tilt it one way and another school tilt it another. It's all on a level playing field. We're putting checks and balances in place so that our marginal students can't abuse the system by dropping classes and otherwise gaming the system. That's simply not fair to those other students who work hard to earn their grades and to keep their HOPE Scholarship. So with these steps, along with others, we're saving hope for future generations. The projections, as I said, will be, with these changes and the triggers in place, there will be enough money, not only for the 8th graders, the 7th graders, the 6th graders at Flat Rock, but your brothers and sisters who may be entering the first grade this year. And we're excited about that. As I've come to Flat Rock here, we're going to make it official. So that's because, as I've said, it's the first of all this group of students, your younger brothers and students, that we're saving hope for. And I know that you understand how important hope is for your future. I understand that you passed a hope bill in your own mock legislature. Frank Humphreys, as I said, introduced the bill to save hope because he wanted to make sure, as I do, that hope would be there for you and for your brothers and sisters. He called my office about information about preserving hope and even called Dr. Ben Scafidi, our education policy man, from my staff to come and testify for his bill. So I understand that in the end, Frank's bill passed unanimously, which tells me that every student here understands the promise of hope. So I want to congratulate you, Frank, and all the members of your mock legislature. Ms. Sparrow, thank you for conducting this. Thank all of you for your good work to help save the HOPE Scholarship. And I want to recognize Frank's mother, too. Mrs. Humphreys is the model of an involved parent. Where are you, Ms. Humphreys? Please stand right here in front. Thank you. I've been told you're an active volunteer parent here at Flat Rock, and you've given a lot to raise and to educate Frank and his younger twin brothers, and we appreciate that. The promise of hope is also a promise to Frank and those younger boys. It's a promise that if you're involved with your children's education and you encourage them to achieve well in school and go to college, then hope will be there to help. So today, for parents and students alike, we're going to keep the promise of hope. Now, students, before we sign this bill, we're going to have one last vote. If you're in favor of House Bill 1125 passing to preserve the promise of HOPE Scholarship, would you stand this time as I go down and sign it? All right. It looks like it may be a majority. House Bill 1125 is hereby passed.